see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of this absolutely magnificent Monday, April 27, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment is brought to you by Tony and his team over at Northern Michigan RV. Absolutely love, love this RV location right off of I-75 in Gaylord. Now, again, I've explained this before, but for those of you who have never heard this, I want you to write down this phone number. I want you to give them a call. Talk to the sales department and tell them the vehicle that you currently own. If you can, get out your proof of insurance or your registration and give them the VIN number to your vehicle, the one you currently have right now. I don't care if it's a car, a small SUV, small pickup, large pickup, doesn't matter. Give them the VIN number. Tell them Trucker Randy told you to call them and give them your VIN number. Now, you ready for the phone number? 989-448-8700. 989-448-8700. Give them the VIN number. Trucker Randy explained that you guys could look up my vehicle, know exactly what engine, transmission, rear end, differential, powertrain basically my vehicle has, and then you could match it up to your inventory. Every single camper, trailer, pop-up, whatever they have, they can pull from their inventory list and line you up for you to come over and to see new and used campers, trailers, whatever that matches your vehicle. Some people do it backwards. They go out and they look at these beautiful, huge three slide-outs, four slide-out fifth wheels. They walk in, they fall in love with it, and then they find out they got to buy a new pickup truck. Big enough, strong enough to pull the fifth wheel. That's doing it ass backwards. Give them the vehicle you already have and tell them to show you what options you can get. Why? Because spring is coming, summer camping. We even have events coming up in July where you guys can camp at. Two events at Liberty Mountain USA, they have RV hookups for electric and water. You can take your little travel trailer and be able to get there the day before everybody else gets there, set up your campsite, spend the night, wake up in the morning, and be right there at the event. Friday night setups are available for July 3rd to celebrate 4th of July at Liberty Mountain USA. Also, July 25th, Ted Nugent's concert for the Michigan Republican Party. Call them, 989-448-8700. Give them your VIN number. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Go check out their inventory. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Officer Rick, if you're listening, this story is applicable to you. Branding salvage scrap vehicles on titles receives pushback from the organization IAM. Branding vehicles deemed a total loss by an insurance company must be explicitly noted on a title under a new bill that is receiving pushback from the Insurance Alliance of Michigan. Kurt Berryman, a lobbyist with the Michigan Automobile Dealers Association, told the House Regulatory Reform Committee on Friday, or on Thursday, excuse me, that they made the issue very simple by avoiding the insurance codes and not fighting the insurance industry on insurance issues. We tried to make it very simple and clear that if the insurance company makes a vehicle a total loss, their choice, their decision, no percentages, no calculations, then it goes on to the title. Acknowledging, though, that that kind of a little bit kicked the beehive. Berryman and the bill's sponsor, Bill G. Schutte Jr., Republican of Midland, said a substitute is coming to House Bill 5356 that will include compromise language. And the IAM, Insurance Alliance of Michigan's general counsel, Shanda Greco, acknowledges in written testimony that the H1 substitute significantly mitigates the anticipated market impact of the bill as introduced. However, Greco's letter noted that the proposed H1 substitute expands the definition of late model vehicle used in salvage and scrap title testing by 3 model years. And that could impact the car market. Significantly mitigates the anticipated market's impact if this bill is approved and signed into law. Late model vehicles would, by 3 years, could lead to an additional 12,000 insured total loss vehicles per year that are not subjected to the test. Erin McDonald, IAM's executive director, said that in its current form, House Bill 5356 would be a 74-page amendment to the Michigan vehicle codes. This would pummel consumer vehicles' values. It also would shrink the supply of safe, affordable, clean titles used vehicles. Under the guise of transparency, this bill would significantly make a blow to Michigan motorists at a time when they can least afford it. IAM estimates that this bill, as written, would push more than 60,000 vehicles per year into the scrap or salvage title than what currently occurs. This would reduce used vehicles' values by as much as 80%. What? The bill was in collaboration between MADA and the Secretary of State. Here we go. Jocelyn Benson getting involved in something she knows nothing about. Well, the clarification would be that vehicles with less than 5,000 miles would be called courtesy vehicles, not as used vehicles. Secretary of State legislative analyst Nick Endre said the department takes no position on the bill yet. However, it does support portions of it, including clarifications on how to handle an electronic title when a vehicle is sold to a dealer. also strengthening storage standards for Class A and Class B dealers, and updates on how salvage vehicles are managed. Andre said there are some issues, including the language related to allowing a dealer to surrender a dealer's license before it expires, that the department still has no position on the bill. Well, here is basically, folks, the bottom line. And this is something that you have to understand is, again, government getting involved in something it doesn't fully understand and really has no business to be involved in. The current law, vehicle gets in an accident, it's totaled. Insurance company says, we're going to total the vehicle. Well, the vehicle has some bad repairs or necessary repairs. It needs some repairs. You love your vehicle. It's not really damaged that badly. You go to your collision shop and say, hey, take a look at my vehicle. The body shop tells you, you know what? We can fix this. You can? How much? $5,000. We can fix the vehicle. Well, they totaled it. Well, yeah, because it's an older used vehicle, they just want to total it and be done with it. So you're saying I can spend $5,000 and get my vehicle back? Yes. Okay. I'm going to do that. You go to your insurance company, they're going to salvage the vehicle. They're going to scrap it anyway. I want to buy my vehicle back from the insurance company. How much will you take? We'll take $1,000. We'll take $500. You pay $500 to get your vehicle back. You have it towed to your body shop. You spend $5,000 fixing it back up. And guess what? You got your vehicle back. This happens all the time. Here's an example. House Bill 5356, how it will impact real drivers. Example number one, 2019 Honda Accord. It's a seven-year-old vehicle. It's worth $20,000. Well, the current law says retains vehicles' resale value and supply of safe vehicles, preserves consumer choice, and minimizes insurance claim costs. You got in an accident. They're not going to fix it. They're going to total it. You buy it back for $500. Well, the reason is because this $20,000 2019 Honda Accord requires $13,000 to fix. 65% of the total loss. Under the current law, insurance company sells the vehicle at auction with a clear title. They sell it for $7,000. Takes $13,000 to fix it. It's worth $20,000. The insurance claim loss is going to change under this new bill. Insurance company sells the vehicle at auction for $5,000. But they issue a salvage title, not a clear title. If you buy your vehicle back and fix it, why should it have a salvage title? You bought it back from the insurance company. You paid to repair it. And you're driving your vehicle completely restored. It's worth $20,000. It ended up costing you $6,000 to fix it and to get it back on the road. Why should that title go from green to orange? This bill is completely screwed up. And some of these vehicles, folks, the vehicle isn't damaged that badly. $5,000? That can be from a tree branch falling out of a tree, hitting your vehicle, putting a dent in a fender. Insurance company looks at it. It's a pickup truck. It hits the back right fender. Well, we can cut off that fender, put a brand new fender on it, repaint it. The truck will look like brand new. Guess what? You basically fixed your $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 pickup for $6,000. Now, if it's a newer truck like that, it's going to be fully insured. They won't total it. But used vehicles, they do. And I, for one, love used vehicles. I talked about the certified pre-owned program Jim Wernig, GMC, and Gaylord is offering. Vehicles are basically half price of what they were brand new, only a couple of years old, with low mileage on them. This can be changed for the better. But right now, the bill completely screws it up. It will affect the used car market and will absolutely, absolutely drive values down. McDonald went on to say, if it shrinks the supply of safe, affordable, clean title used vehicles, under the guise, this bill would be a significant blow to Michigan motorists at a time when they can least afford it. Well, the Secretary of State is getting involved. Bottom line, this is the wrap-up of the bill. Increase to $150 from $100 the fee for law enforcement's review to put a salvaged vehicle back on the road. Behrman said auto dealers would support going even higher than that. Extend the 15-day deadline to transfer plates to 21. Increase the fee from $15 to $50. Create a $5 service fee for electronic title transfers. Allow vehicle dealers to surrender their license, and if they do so, it would not affect the dealer's administrative, civil, or criminal liability to conduct committed before the surrender of the license. Secretary of State legislative analyst Nick Endre said the State Department takes no position on the bill yet. They do support certain portions, including how the electronic title would be sold to a dealer. This could expedite the paperwork necessary. Well, the bill is still in committee and is going to go through a lot more conversation. But it's ridiculous. Title to your vehicle be changed from green to orange, which is a salvage title, meaning the vehicle has been totaled and repaired, when it's not necessary. You're still the owner of the vehicle. You made the repairs and you're driving your own vehicle. Why should that change your title? Short break. More stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.